Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back in on the drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll check the boxes on the divisional round matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cleveland Browns. Speaking of the Cleveland Browns, let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by one of the greatest players in their franchise's history. He was a 10-time Pro Bowler, 6-time first-team All-Pro member, 2-time second-team All-Pro member. He was also unanimously placed on the NFL 2010's All-Decade team. He is currently an analyst on NFL Network, and you can catch him on NFL Game Day mornings, which airs Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m. on NFL Network. We welcome Joe Thomas onto the show. Joe, appreciate you coming on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Joe, you certainly have seen the lows of the Browns organization. What is it like to be a proud member of this organization now?
Well, there's been plenty of lows that I was involved with. We were 1-31 for a couple years there. That's not exactly something I'm proud of, but the team right now, there's a lot to be proud of. The way they're playing, the way they're taking care of their business, the way they're winning with that underdog role. I think it's something that all people in Cleveland feel like, hey, man, this is the team that we should have been having for the last two decades.
Joe, you've certainly seen your share of coaches and quarterbacks come through. What do you think that Kevin Stefanski and Baker Mayfield have done for the attitude of the Browns?
Well, I think they brought a winning attitude. They brought a competitive fire. But I think also they brought a maturity. And I think that's the big thing that Kevin Stefanski has brought to this team. You know, it's a team that's full of a lot of young, talented players. And sometimes young and talented is good. Sometimes it's not so good because it leads to potentially a little bit of immaturity, lack of focus, lack of details. But I think under Kevin Stefanski's tutelage, this team has really shown a professionalism that has been a big reason why right now they're playing the Chiefs in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs.
Joe, keeping it with Stefanski, what does it say about him and the culture that he's created? A lot is made of culture and creating a good culture. Last year, at least from the outside looking in, it didn't seem like everybody in that Cleveland organization was on the same page. This year, it has been a far cry from what we saw last season.
Yeah, I think there's a number of people that deserve credit, but two specifically people that need to get pointed out is Andrew Berry, who's the general manager, and Kevin Stefanski, the head coach. And I think the reason why you're seeing no drama coming out of the building and a really professional approach from this team is because everybody's finally on the same page. You know, when I was there, we had all sorts of head coaches and general managers. I had 9 offensive coordinators myself in 11 seasons. And that was because you always seemed to have a offensive coordinator and a head coach that were at odds. There was always power struggles between the president and the GM and the head coach and the offensive coordinator. And I think when you have that struggle internally within the organization, it leads to a lot of cancer, and you had to get rid of all those guys and start over and find a way to get people that were on the same page. And I think it's safe to say right now the Browns front office all the way down to the players, they're all on the same page, and they all have a common vision and a common direction for what they want this team to be.
When I was watching the game versus Pittsburgh, you know how they put the positions and the players, and they say this guy's ranked number one, or this guy's ranked number eight, or this guy's ranked number 30. I looked at the offensive line, Joe, and there were a lot of low numbers, which is good in this case. Lots of ones and threes and twos. How good is this offensive line? You're the guy to ask. Is this like an all-time great offensive line?
Well, I think it's the best offensive line in the NFL right now. I mean, you've got Joel Bitonio at left guard, who's an all-pro. You've got Jack Conklin at right tackle, who's an all-pro. Wyatt Teller is an all-pro at right guard. J.C. Treader is a center that maybe not a lot of people know who he is, but he's maybe one of the more underrated centers in the NFL. He's certainly one of the smartest centers in the NFL, which is one of the most important things that your center has. And then Jed Wills, he was one of the guys at left tackle. He was a rookie this season, but he was a guy that I thought deserved to make the Pro Bowl and was snubbed, in my opinion. So you put all those guys together when they're healthy. This is a really good unit, and you can see why they've done such a great job protecting Baker Mayfield, keeping him clean, and allowing him to grow in the process of learning to be a great quarterback with his footwork and his confidence. And they've also been a big reason why the Browns have such a potent rushing attack.
Do you think that Cleveland, do you think the Browns front office, Joe, feels like they're in a position where they have to pay Baker Mayfield since he was the guy that won in the first playoff game in 20 years?
Well, I think the good news is right now, because of the contract situation, they don't have to make that decision. I think they're definitely going to pick up his fifth-year option, which buys him a little bit of time to kind of make that decision. But also, I don't think you want to wait too long, because the track that Baker Mayfield has been on has been steady improvement. And if you wait too long to pay your quarterback, you don't want to be in a situation where now he's nearing free agency and he's going to be paid at the top of the market and probably set a new high bar for quarterbacks above what Patrick Mahomes just got paid. So you want to wait and, you know, be sure about your investment, but you also don't want to wait too long, because Baker Mayfield has shown really good improvement, and he, in my opinion, is definitely the guy that is the long-term answer at quarterback for the Browns.
Right now we're talking to 10-time Pro Bowler. He is also unanimously on the NFL 2010s All-Decade Team and in the Cleveland Browns Ring of Honor, and with NFL Network right now, Joe Thomas. Joe, the strength of this Browns team is their running game with Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. Do you think with their offensive line and running game, do you think they can control the style and tempo of this game against Kansas City?
Well, if they want to win, that's what they're going to have to do. I mean, the best way to defend against Patrick Mahomes is to keep him on the bench, because the Browns secondary has not been great throughout the season. Their pass defense is kind of middle of the pack. But even if it was number one, you're not going to stop Patrick Mahomes. He's that good. He's a generational talent. So they got to run the football, especially when they get into the red zone. I think converting touchdowns instead of settling for field goals is going to be a huge key for the Browns, because those four-point swings are so important when you're playing against such an impressive offense like the Chiefs have. And the good news for the Browns, if you want to look for some bright spots going into this game, and you look at the Chiefs' red zone defense, it's been one of the worst in the NFL this season. So I think, I'm not going to say that they'll definitely win, but I think the matchup definitely is a little bit more in the Browns' favor than most people throughout the league are giving them credit for.
Joe, going up against Kansas City, we know that with Mahomes, Hill, and Kelsey, they're going to put up points. When you look at the Browns, do you think there's like a magic number they need to get to win this game? Do you think Cleveland needs to score 35-40 to win this game, or do you think they could win 24-21?
I'm not sure that 24 wins it, but I think if they get to 30, they can win, because like you mentioned earlier on, I think the strategy for the Browns is going to control the pace and the tempo of the game. They're going to try to run the football a lot. They're going to try to chew up as much clock as they can, because they don't want this to be a high number of possession games. They want to keep the possessions as small as possible, because the more times you give Patrick Mahomes the ball, the more he's going to revert to the long-term mean that he has. And what I mean by that is that he scores a lot of touchdowns when he touches the football, and you want to be able to keep his possessions low so that hopefully you're able to get lucky, get a couple turnovers, and then maybe it's a lower scoring game than 40-43, and you're able to make that last play towards the end of the game that gives you an opportunity to win without letting Patrick Mahomes get one more stab at it.
Chiefs fans have appreciated Joe and watched Myles Garrett from afar, but not really up close, and that includes myself. How good is that dude on the football field?
I've been saying since I played against him when he was a rookie that he was going to be a Hall of Famer, and I don't think he's disappointed so far. He's had a few injury issues, the suspension last year, got COVID for a couple weeks this year, but pretty much when he's out there, he is competing for Defensive Player of the Year. And what makes him so unique is his ability to bend and create power. Like, I think of guys in the NFL that could bend like Miles, and there's only a couple of them, and one of the guys that I think about is Von Miller. But Von Miller doesn't have the power and the strength that Myles Garrett has. And so it's pretty amazing to think that Myles Garrett bends and is quick and has changed of direction as good as anybody in the NFL. But he's also 275 pounds, and he's very, very powerful. He can knock offensive tackles back and threaten them with his bull rush. And so he is extremely dangerous, and I think that's the matchup to watch for Chiefs and Browns fans, is Myles Garrett over the Chiefs right tackle, since Mitchell Schwartz won't be playing in this game.
What if it gets into a shootout, Joe? What if it gets into a game? I was going to say, like, the last game the Browns played versus Pittsburgh, where it was 48-37, whatever it ended up being. But that, we all know that one played out really, really weird. So what if there's a ton of points scored? Do you think Baker Mayfield can go toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes? Or do you think that if for whatever reason the Browns get behind in this game, they're just going to keep running the football no matter what?
Well, I think you can't abandon the run game, because that's what sets up everything on the Browns' offense. They're a play-action offense, and when they make big plays down the field, it's typically off of those play-action passing concepts. So you can't totally abandon the run, but at the same time, you got to understand that, like, you're not going to be able to go throw for throw with Patrick Mahomes. But if you're behind, you're going to have to throw a little bit to catch up. So it's kind of a catch-22, where I would say in that situation, let's make sure we don't get behind, because we don't want to have to get into that catch-up situation against Patrick Mahomes.
Right now we're talking to Joe Thomas, Browns Ring of Honor, someday going to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Couple last questions here, Joe. We really appreciate your time. The Browns, they have been ravaged with COVID over these last couple of weeks. They get Denzel Ward back, their young corner. Where do you think that Cleveland's defense matches up well against Kansas City's offense?
Well, Kansas City's got the number one offense in the NFL, and there's not a lot of things that they don't do really well. But when you break them down, you say, okay, where can we take some advantage here? They're not a great rushing team, okay, so they're middle of the pack. And they're not great in the red zone. They don't convert as many trips to the red zone into touchdowns as some of the other teams in the NFL, or even how you would think. And a lot of that is because they don't run the ball all that well. And usually when you get in the run zone, or the red zone, because those windows in the secondary get a lot smaller, you have to rely on the run game a little bit more. So if I'm the Browns, I'm saying, do not let Patrick Mahomes score from outside the red zone. Don't let the ball get thrown over your head, because that's where most of the damage happens. They are one of the best teams in the NFL at big plays, at those big throws down the field, because of their quarterback and because of their outside speed. So for the Browns, the focus on defense is going to be make the Chiefs go the long, hard way with checkdowns and running the football down the field, so they get into the red zone, because that's where you can kind of take advantage of things a little bit. But if you let Patrick Mahomes throw the ball over your head, it's Katie bar the door, lights out, they don't have a chance.
Joe, what you just said is the perfect segue to our final question. I saw in a couple various publications that you're picking the Browns to upset the Kansas City Chiefs. If Cleveland wins this game, what needs to happen in your mind?
I hope you're not surprised by that, right?
Not at all.
It shouldn't be the shocker here. I think even the year the Browns went 0-16, which I was involved with, I thought we were going to win every game. So, but I would say, hey, if I'm the Browns, what do we need to focus on? One, you got to win the turnover battle, because the more possessions that you have is always better. But the more possessions you give Patrick Mahomes, that's a big problem, because that dude converts a lot of possessions to touchdowns. So you've got to be able to win the turnover battle, which is going to probably mean zero turnovers for you. You got to be opportunistic with your defense. The second thing is you got to run the ball effectively. You got to play the clock game, where you're watching the clock, you're waiting till that play clock gets down close to zero before you snap it almost every time. And then the final key is going to be in the fourth quarter. If it's a close game, because the Chiefs have played some close games, especially down the stretch, do not score and leave any time left on the clock for Patrick Mahomes to get the ball back. I don't care what you have to do. If you're 7 minutes left in the game and you're down three or you're down six, you need to chew up every second of that clock and score when that clock goes to zeros, because if Patrick Mahomes gets the ball, he's going to score and he's going to win.
Joe, C-Dot's lying to you, by the way, because yesterday he said that it would be one of the biggest ups. I said there's no way in hell that it happens. The Browns can't beat the Chiefs in this game. He said that he thinks it would be one of the biggest upsets of all time in the history of the postseason. So you said you don't think you'd be surprised, and he said, no, I don't. He would be surprised.
No, to be fair,
you'd
Joe.
You'd be surprised,
to
bro.
Be fair,
come
Joe.
On.
I'm not surprised that you think the Browns are going to win. Okay. You are Mr. Brown. Okay. So I'm not surprised in the least bit. Now, I don't think Kansas City is going to lose to Cleveland. I'm just not surprised that you, Browns Hall of Famer, going into the Hall of Fame as a Cleveland Brown, I'm not surprised you picked the Browns to win.
You've done a nice job backtracking there, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
That is the Hall of the future Hall of Famer, Joe Thomas, joining us on the show today. 10-time Pro Bowler, 6-time first-team All-Pro, 2-time second-team All-Pro, unanimous NFL 2010 All-Decade Team, and just all-around swell guy. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.